As Art Linkletter pointed out long ago, kids say the darndest things. God, a little girl asked, instead of letting people die, why don't you just keep the ones you got now? A little boy asked, God, I went to this wedding and they kissed right in church. Is that okay? Kids say the darndest things, and they add so much to our otherwise run-of-the-mill lives. We're going to talk about these little folks on today's episode of Storming the Gates.
Welcome to Storming the Gates, a podcast that celebrates the power of prayer. You will be inspired, equipped, and find strength for every battle you face.
Hello, and welcome to our 31-day devotional series here on Storming the Gates. We are doing a harvest of gratitude, filling our hearts and lives and faith with joy. Today we are going to cover Psalm 127, verse 3. It says, Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Think of it. Children are a reward. They're a special gift. I mean, there's times we might doubt it. There's those days that the kids have kept us all night with their crying. Or when they get older, they keep us all night as we cry over them. But right here we can see, because God's word tells us, they are his heritage and they are a gift to us. He has entrusted children to us to raise for him. Even if you have no children, he places kids in your life for you to show the love of God and so that they can provide the same love back to you. It really is a breathtaking responsibility. So the prompt here is, what positive impacts have children had in your life? Well, for me, first of all, kids are fun. I remember my oldest, Grace, she kept us in stitches all the time. One thing she would do whenever we asked her, you know, to complete some kind of chore or something she didn't really want to, she would droop way over and swing her arms back and forth as if they were useless. It's too heavy, she would whine. Well, we would fight to conceal our laughter. And then I remember my second oldest hearing the Bible story about a man who lost his axe head in the water and Elijah caused it to float. And little Bethany was just sitting there with her eyes wide open. She seemed very fascinated by that story. So her dad asked, well, what do you think, Bethany? And she looked at him and said, did any fish die? We were so stunned. And then we just had to crack up at her vivid imagination when we realized that she was assuming the axe had smished an aquatic animal or two. When I think about kids impacting my own life, I think about a time when we were going through a trial, a real trial. My husband was out of work and we were fighting this lawsuit, and it was like all the joy had been sucked out of us. It was truly a season of survival. In the end, God used it all for good. But in the midst of that battle, it felt like we were up to our necks in slime and about to suffocate. But there was one thing that brought my aching heart peace, and that was my kids. When I could just sit back and watch those little tykes play on the living room floor with cars or see the older kids engaged in a board game together, there was just something about that that just soothed my soul. It's hard to define, but their happy laughter brought hope to me. They were unconcerned about where tomorrow's meal was coming from or what was going to happen in this trial. And it just kind of helped me stay stable, right? So I am thankful for the opportunity I've had to watch my children grow into adults. And I've learned so much from them as they have grown from childhood into my friends, and my favorite people to be around is my kids. When my heart is aching over a problem they're dealing with, this is the verse I recall, because the hardship of loving kids, like so many other difficult things God calls us to do, is more than worth it. If a task is challenging, then its value corresponds to the work we put into it. Like so many of us, I look back and think of ways I could have been so much better as a mom. But today, I just want to thank God for the happy moments and the laughter I've shared with my brood, with the Sunday school kids, with the kids on the bus that I drove. So Lord, we thank you for the children, our own and the ones who are all around us. May we be compassionate and represent your love to them in a world that often overlooks them. May we find joy in the things they say and their whimsical ways. Do you have a cute story of things kids you know said or things they did? Because we would all love to hear it. Use the links below to get in touch with me. And I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of our devotional series, A Harvest of Gratitude.
Thank you once again for listening to Storming the Gates. Be sure to visit our website at stormingthegates.net. Check the show notes for links to items mentioned in today's show. We'll see you here again for the next episode of Storming the Gates, a podcast that celebrates the power of prayer.